This is the Final Whistle Podcast from the Wrexham AFC media team.
The final score from the racecourse, Wrexham 0, Harrogate Town 2. Wrexham go out of the FA Trophy in the first round. Not necessarily an outcome to make you shed too many tears, if I'm perfectly honest with you, because Wrexham have got bigger fish to fry, you suspect. The team selection certainly reflected that. It was 7 changes in the team update, Macclesfield, and you might argue only one of the starting 11 playing in his first choice position you would consider to be in the first 11 that Keats would select otherwise, if that makes sense. Kevin Roberts at right back is what I'm trying to say, is the only player maybe in Wrexham's strongest 11 who lined up in his strongest position in this match. And so Wrexham go out at the hands of Mark Beck, next Wrexham centre forward who, let's be honest, didn't get many supporters here at the racecourse. I always quite liked him actually as a target man, but the fact is he wasn't massively valued by Wrexham supporters, and I think was seen as a bit of a limited centre forward. Well, having seen what he was like today, I guess there are two things to say. One is that Wrexham knowingly didn't pick a full strength side, and therefore maybe Beck was assisted in that. And secondly, that perhaps we didn't quite get the best out of Beck, and the Gary Mills player can only follow out his instructions after all. And when Beck was at the racecourse, he was used as a target man in a very straight down the middle route one approach. Beck was just there basically in order to help things on for Caden Jackson, and for Harrogate, who had a more varied approach to their play. They would go long to Beck, but they would also build it up and then work it into him, or work it in from wider positions for him. Well, we saw a different player, and so perhaps Wrexham didn't make the most of him when we had the opportunity. Anyway, Wrexham with this very youthful look, with Dougie Tharm making his debut at centre-back and Ryan Williams making his debut at left-back, started off not on the front foot, shall we say. Harrogate, who picked a very strong team, and they were doing well this season at the league below Wrexham, immediately were at it and immediately were controlling the ball in the middle of the pitch. Wrexham played with a diamond that left them a little bit exposed on the flanks. Leasley down the left-hand side was skillful and threatening, as was Thompson down the right, and they started to get balls into the box. But having said that, Wrexham defended well. Farm should be particularly pleased, I think, that despite the fact he was up against a very difficult physical specimen, I think he coped with things pretty well, and Williams likewise was solid. And so Wrexham were digging in. However, chances started to be created thanks to Beck's strength and availability. Leasley whipping in a nasty cross on the left-hand side. Beck getting between his men, a free header 6 yards out. He stooped a bit for it, though, and failed to control it properly and put it just wide of the right post. Maybe should have done a little bit better. In the 20th minute, he had another poppet goal. This time, it was a half chance created on the long ball over the top. Dougie Tharm backpedaling. It was a nasty one for him to deal with. Maybe could have done with a shout from someone around him. Don't know if he did get that or not. Took it very high in his chest and failed to control it. As a result, it fell out to Beck, who drove a long-range shot which went just wide of the right-hand post. So the first 25 minutes or so certainly were Harrogate's. But Wrexham started to come back into it and had a decent little spell around the half-hour mark. Nathan Musanka was chasing things eagerly, and one delicious long ball over the top by James Hurst nearly put him in. He was sprinting through the middle. The keeper had a good high starting position and, as a result, just beat Musanka to it, Belshaw, the goalkeeper, and put it out for a throw-in. I've got to be honest and say that until Belshaw got to it, I made him second favourite. I thought Musanka was going to get there, so that was a bit unlucky for Wrexham. Then Belshaw called into action again when Carrington Bowden on the right-hand side swung a good cross into the box. Bowden did well to lunge and head it on towards goal, but Belshaw, diving high to his right, was able to hold on to it. Bowden, who was used at first in the sharp end of the diamonds, was looking good actually. We've seen mostly him playing back to goal this season, haven't we? But this was a chance for him to show what he could do when he was facing goal. And again, well, maybe this indicates what he's been like a lot of the season. His intelligence was there. You could see he moved the ball around well. He had some nice ideas, but wasn't quite able to hurt the opposition. And maybe as a result of that, and also as Sean Pearson, who has joined me in commentary, said, in order to stop the Harrogate fullbacks from getting out from the back, Wrexham switched to more of a 4-3-3 with Bowden through the middle, Miller switching over to the left, Musanka going over to the right, and that changes shape. Again, had some hope. Bowden did well to feed a ball down the left channel for Miller, who was very unlucky, actually, driving into that channel. He had three men on him, leaning on him, hassling him and pressuring him, and as a result, he wasn't quite able to get the shot in as he was crowded out as he ran deep in the box, and that was unfortunate for Wrexham. Even more so because 2 minutes later, they were behind. 2 minutes left of the half, and the ball dropped to the right-hand side to Thompson. Wrexham, as I said, quite narrow in midfield, and as a result, Williams maybe didn't feel he could go and get tight onto Thompson, and that allowed him space to get it onto his left foot and swing a lovely little ball in between Farm and Kevin Roberts. Beck attacked it, headed the ball home, and Harrogate had a half-time lead. Wrexham came out for the second half and quite early on made a double change, maybe with half an eye on the idea of resting players of the league. Musanka and Bowden coming off, another couple of debutants coming on, Brandon Burrows and Ferdinand Taki. Taki going up front, a big leggy target man, and he caused a few problems early on. A ball into the box, he challenged keeper for it, keeper punching it high up in the air, but after a little scramble it was cleared. Burrows came on in midfield. Wrexham switched then more to a 4-2-3-1 with Leo Smith trying to get up close to support the striker. And at first, as Wrexham was settling into it, they conceded a bit of pressure. A corner swung in to the box, and Kennedy attacking it at the far post. Well, firstly, clearly seemed to be fouled in the box for a penalty. His shirt being tugged. He ran through the challenge and planted the header in on goal. And it wasn't totally clear exactly what happened next. I wasn't sure if it was a defender on the line or Dibble, someone getting a hand to it, and it's spinning across to face a goal and going out for a corner. Barry Wrexham with a lucky escape. Then Kennedy complained about the penalty, quite rightly. Referee wasn't interested. But Wrexham started to settle into things. This shape that puts more square pegs in square holes. McGrath was a bit wider now and was starting to threaten. And Wrexham started to look decent. But then, unfortunately for them, they were picked off and conceded the second goal. It was a nicely worked goal by Harrogate. They had it on the left-hand side. They drew Wrexham players across to them and then worked the ball swiftly over to the right, where the fullback Ryan Fallowfield was on the overlap. He ripped a tremendous ball into the far post, and Beck attacked it and stooped to head it from close range into the net. And at 2-0, that always was likely to be it. Harrogate had a chance to get a third when the referee played an advantage with the ball dropping in the box, and Thompson struck a volley which was too straight down Dibble's throat. Late on, Wrexham, who, to be fair, never gave up, kept going and nearly hauled themselves back into it through another debutant, Cameron McGregor. McGregor, who came off the bench playing off the striker, and he made a really good impression. He had a low centre of gravity, he shifted direction well and did a good job. And he nearly got a goal to mark his debut and give us a dramatic last 10 minutes. It was started off when McGrath popped up on the left-hand side, did really well to turn and rip in across the near post. On the stretch, Kennedy, the centre-back, could only slice it across the penalty area. Kevin Roberts, high at the pitch, kept it alive. Tantaki, who pulled it back cleverly. McGregor was there, 15 yards out, went for the side footer, and it hit the right side of the post on the inside, high up, and dropped across the goal agonisingly and out to safety. McGregor, who was confident, had another opportunity just going into the 4 minutes of added time when he picked the ball up and from 25 yards out chanced his arm, struck it well, couldn't quite keep it down, the ball whistled over the bar, and that was pretty much it. There was promise from Wrexham, and certainly some youngsters shows that maybe they're ready for first team action. To have a bit more indication of how the match went, I'll hand over to me for the post-match analysis on Callan FM. So Wrexham out of the FA Trophy, a 2-0 defeat at the hands of Harrogate. Sean's had to go down now because he's needed on the sides of the pitch. Dean Keats wants him down there in the changing room with the players. But I tell you what, that was not as disappointing as you might think, in all honesty. You know, you might be frustrated by Wrexham being defeated, but you could see by the team selection that Wrexham were aware that they have a bigger priority, as Sean confirmed in the commentary. Wrexham needs to get promoted this season, or at least make a really good fist of trying to get promoted. And the FA Trophy, quite frankly, I think may be seen as something of a distraction from that. And it was reflected in the team selection. And although it's a home defeat to a lower division team, the fact of the matter is it was a performance which had some elements of promise to it. Mark Beck scored both goals and put Harrogate through, but throughout he was marked by Dougie Farm, and the youngster did a very sound job. I mean, Beck is a hell of a tough physical specimen to come up against if you're going to be making your debut. But Beck, despite his experience, despite his ability to try and rough farm up, didn't get total change from him. And as Sean confirmed in commentary, it was the quality of the balls in that allowed Beck to score twice, rather than the way that Farm was dealing with him. Other debutants, because Wrexham ended the game with five debutants on the pitch, one of whom, of course, was the trialist Tacky, the other three, the four all from the youth team. Well, all the youngsters did well. I was impressed. In fact, a lot of Wrexham's best football came after they'd made the substitutions, which sent Cameron McGregor and Brandon Burrows onto the pitch. That was when they actually maybe looked their most balanced. Wrexham moved the ball well in midfield. Burrows is a nice little compact midfielder, very erect, plays with his head up, knows what's going on around him, tidy on the ball, and crunches into some hard tackles. Also, a little teenage right-footed Dean Keats in that respect. Ryan Williams at left back, I thought, was solid. There was quite a lot came in on that flank, but I think a lot of that happened more because Wrexham, at least initially, playing the diamond and then switching to more of a 4-2-3-1. Therefore left their fullbacks a little bit exposed. And certainly if you look at the second goal, it was the fact that it was well worked and Harrogate were able to get the extra man down the right hand side, which meant the cross could come in for the goal rather than Williams not doing his job. But he was good again, as you'd look with young lads, whether they can deal with things well physically. Well, he certainly did. He enjoyed the scrap and was a good competitive presence down the left hand side. He might have wanted to get forward a little bit more, but certainly I think he'd have been happy with his first team appearance. And then as well, McGregor coming on as a sub, playing off the striker, quite frankly, could have pulled Wrexham back into the game. He nearly scored in the 82nd minute with a nice strike from 15 yards, which hit the inside of the right post and ricocheted across the goal to safety. And that was a real shame. If he'd got that in, could have been the grandstand finish. And he had another opportunity as well. Well, not maybe opportunity is the wrong word to use. He had another attempt striking the ball cleanly from 25 yards out, but going just over the bar. So certainly he would have been pleased with his efforts. So Wrexham showing promise with the youngsters. Tacky as well on his debut. He was a mixture, shall we say. He's big and awkward, a really tall, leggy target man who caused some problems back in game. He had a half chance on the stretch, which he couldn't quite reach. But certainly Tacky was, he asked questions. He was difficult to mark, you would say, I think, and was eager. We were wondering whether he would look dangerous if Wrexham were able to drop balls in behind the defence room to run onto down the channels. Didn't really get a chance to see that. As for the more familiar faces, a few of the Wrexham players getting minutes under their belt, which maybe they'd lacked in recent weeks. Jack McGrath was very hard working down the right. Kevin Roberts did well, especially in the second half, really trying to drive forward as well, trying to make things happen. Carrington showed a bit of composure in the middle of the pitch. But ultimately, really, it's just the fact of the matter that Wrexham picked a heavily rotated side, seven changes, but the fact is only one player in the 11 playing in there. You would expect to be in the first 11, start playing in their regular position. Kevin Roberts at right back, that says everything about Wrexham's team selection. And also the substitutions very early in the second half, bringing players off, I think it was maybe with one eye to saving their legs. Scott Bowden in particular, I think, who's had a decent game up front, was just, I think, given a bit of a break, in all honesty. So, all right, Wrexham have lost at home by 2 goals to a lower division side, and they're out of the trophy, and we've lost both our cup competitions in the first match. But I don't think anybody at the club will be breaking their hearts too much about that, in all honesty. The focus, undoubtedly, is promotion. That's the number one target. Wrexham, with a pretty thin squad in terms of numbers, will not want the pressures of a cup run jeopardising those players' participation in a promotion run-in. And also, well, we might consider after this match that Wrexham squad has a little bit more depth, because some of the young lads were asked to show whether they were ready for a bit of a step up. And I think the young lads did suggest that if needed, Dean Keats would be able to turn around and use them. And so Wrexham out of the FA Trophy, but it's not the worst thing in the world, in all honesty. The final score of Wrexham 0, Harrogate Town 2. I'll hand back to the studio.
This is the Final Whistle Podcast. from the Wrexham AFC media team.